views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Silver Gaia Show with Dr. Bree Gibbs and co-host Stephanie Sills brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live a life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Bree and Stephanie.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Show. Almost an hour again.
Every time.
I'm telling you. One day we'll get used to it. So anyway, we have an exciting guest today. We have Reverend Michael Shane here. He's a medium, does apports. We're going to be talking to him later in the show, so stay tuned. We'll be taking the first five callers with questions for him. He's apported five silver rings while we were outside in the sun. I was called over, and the rings came out of him. This is an important show. I suggest you stand by. There was no blanket. There was no curtain. There was no nothing around him except the sun and Stephanie and I and his assistant, Christiana. So hang on to your hats, guys, because this is going to be a good show.
It sure is.
I'm telling you. Yep. So we better say hi to Mr. Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, ladies. Great to see you. Yeah. Happy Tuesday.
I'm telling you. You know what?
What?
My husband painted the bathroom.
Oh, cool.
and the dressing room that went with it, you know, because in 1924 home, you have the dressing room and then you have the bathroom, right? So he got that done now.
Yay.
I'm telling you, good for you,
nice
Kelly.
Going. Yep. What color did you go with?
We did a linen white, which is kind of yellowy white with turquoise on the trim. It looks really pretty.
Really
I never
nice.
Would have thought about it, but Teresa, had a friend of ours had suggested it, and it looks really nice. So I found some rugs I like that would look really nice in the bathroom, and Home Depot matched the color. So yay, Home Depot. There's a shout out for you.
Sweet.
So
you redecorated.
Yeah. We're just starting.
Nice.
New energy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In the universe and new energy
in
here.
In the house.
Yes. We're blending it all together.
Yes.
So how was your week?
My week was good.
Right?
Good. Yeah.
What'd you do?
My cat had kittens. Strange thing, she had kittens in the litter box.
Wow.
Never, I didn't know cats had kittens in litter boxes. It was a horrible experience.
Especially with clumping litter?
Yeah, it was all over the kittens, my cat. I'm like, what are you doing?
I know, we're supposed to be such professionals, let me tell you.
She had five beautiful kittens, though.
Wow.
All healthy.
Mm-hmm. All healthy?
Yeah.
So, do you want to explain to our listeners what's happening to you as an empath now?
I believe I'm starting to leave my body, and it's making me dizzy.
Dizzy?
Mm-hmm. And disoriented.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's a new experience for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what's the best way to handle it, you think, after all the classes you've taken?
Connecting myself with my higher self.
Your physical body, your higher self. The other thing is?
Grounding.
And?
Give it to me.
Embrace it.
Oh, well, yeah, embrace it.
And you'll be okay.
Yeah.
So once you embrace it, what happens?
You feel better.
Yeah. And you're able to do the job that this new assignment, it's been in your contract anyway, but the new assignment that you're going to take on, you'll be able to do it much easier.
Would have been nice on Wednesday, not Tuesday. But I guess I don't get to pick the days I get to transform.
You already picked them, honey.
Right.
There's nothing I can do for you there. So anyway, it's going to be a fun show. So let me give out these numbers to you. For local numbers, it's 425-373-5527. Out of Western Washington, it's 888-298-5569. Again, calling to speak with Reverend Michael Shane, it's 425-373-5527. All right. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm never better, really.
Good. Never better after what happened outside,
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, that was a load off.
So, that was amazing because, you know, I've seen you where you're in a cabinet and it's dark, right?
Right.
And today, you know, here we're out ground getting ready for the show, and you're sitting on the bench, and Christiana yells, and the sun's out. There's no sheet up, no blanket, no nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just right out in the sun, and here comes these beautiful five sterling silver rings that are all different. I'm looking at them right here. You know, all they are all different. How does that happen with you?
Well, it just happens, you know. I mean, normally I do it in a controlled environment, you know, where I'm you know, protected and I'm in safety. And whether it be where I'm in a dark room situation or when the room is lit up, I generally go in the cabinet to mold into the vortex that's opening, because the light, you know, causes it to close because the ectoplasm has a negative effect of light.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
outside in your lot there where we were sitting, Master Saint Germain, you know, put a field around me that you guys felt when you were standing next to me,
right,
to prevent the light from having an effect. But they can only hold that energy for a very short period of time. And then he brought through those rings, and sometimes they come from the eyes, sometimes from my mouth, underneath my tongue, my chest, my stomach. And even my Kundalini areas, sometimes stuff comes through.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's just vortex. And what the masters are trying to teach us there is we're really not what we think we are. You know, it's an illusion, and the physical body isn't necessarily physical. It's energy and motion. And if that's the case, then you can separate the energy or slow it down enough to bring a faster energy through,
mm-hmm.
which is what we call a vortex. So today, with this experience outside, was the question had been asked, well, why can't you do this spontaneously?
Right.
Well, I can tell the stories where, yeah, I have done it, but you haven't seen it.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
So you got a chance to see it.
Right.
I mean, it was wild. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. I mean, mm-hmm. wild, amazing.
And what do you call that again? When it
apport.
Apport.
Yeah, apport or apportation is the name of the process, not mm-hmm. the objects.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So apportation.
Does it hurt?
Well, you know, I've been doing this for 25 years. It did, in the beginning, mm-hmm. was excruciating pain. Sometimes it would take me 3 or 4 days to just get back, you know, to function again.
Mm-hmm.
But as time progressed and more and bigger objects would come through, like in Basel 6 months ago, I apported a 1,300-carat blue sapphire
mm-hmm.
in front of some scientists.
Wow.
It blew their minds, you know. And you hear bones cracking in my face because the vortex and the object is pushing. You know, there's only so much space inside someone's mouth,
mm-hmm.
right? And they cannot stretch it without, you know, causing it to crack. So I'm,
right, especially I'm, that size.
Yeah, and the object is bigger than the cavity of the mouth, and you can't regurgitate that.
No.
It wouldn't fit in your esophagus, for one.
Right, right.
But the reason why the masters bring these things through is not for the, you know, for the show or the hoopla of it all. Mm-hmm. It's for healing and knowledge and the message, and to give people an understanding that there's something else out there besides what we see or what we think we're seeing.
Wow. That's something.
You should share with them the different things that you can bring through, the different conditions like the red light seance.
Well, we just recently did a red light seance where people could actually physically see ectoplasm come out of my body
mm-hmm.
by turning on a red light, because it doesn't have the same effect.
Is this the one you had this last weekend?
It was a couple events ago.
Okay.
Yeah, and people were allowed to come up and touch the material that was coming from my body, and everybody had a good experience except for one individual. She got a rash from touching it for some reason. I'm not even convinced that that was the reason, but it did happen, you know, and then a pool of it started to form on the floor, and up out of the pool of the ectoplasm, an object, it was a South American Aztec or Mayan cartouche.
Oh, wow.
Made out of silver metal.
Uh-huh.
It was, you can't even say it was sterling. It was old silver.
Wow.
And so people got a chance to see kind of how it works without the body.
Right.
You know, you have to actually see it and experience it to really understand what's happening. But I would say, for the most part, it's a wonderful experience, you know, to see something that's not a magic trick, that really does manifest from benevolent, loving beings.
Right. As you're sitting here talking, I'm listening to you very closely, and I'm also looking at these rings, and I'm going, I want people to know that there is no 925s in these. There's no markings, and what's inside is raw metals. I know my I know my crystals and my metals very well, and these are amazing sterling silver rings that were apported, and it's like there's no way these just came from a vendor and you picked them up and you roughed them up and swallowed them and sent them back up.
Well, you guys were watching me the whole time.
No, right. And that's right. What I'm saying. We were all watching and I'm looking at them going, each one of them has a different symbol. It's amazing. Just absolutely amazing. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break and we'll be back more with Reverend Michael Shane.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more. Janie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon, inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back, everyone, and we're with Reverend Michael Shane. I've got a couple questions for you. How did you get started in mediumship?
Well, really, I didn't have a chance, even a choice. My mother originally is from Denver, Colorado, and they were having some family issues and stuff, and she came to Seattle to live with her aunt and uncle. And her uncle, his name was Jim, was a devout Christian, a Catholic. And his wife, Rose, would go to this church up on Capitol Hill that was a spiritualist church where they had seances and stuff. So you can imagine that marriage, right?
Right, yeah.
And so, anyway.
Sounds like my mom and dad.
My mother, she was going to a Catholic high school, and and she came home from school one day, and she heard my Aunt Rose talking about this guy who did these things. And she says, I want to go and see that. So the next time there was a seance event up at the church, she went with her, and during that, she was given a prophecy that she would meet someone from that church and give birth to a baby boy that would be born July 4th, 1963 at 11:59 a.m. and would have gifts just like the medium that was in the church and even more.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, she was 15, almost 16 at the time. And she thought, you know, it was kind of hooey.
Right.
But there was also another part of her that felt kind of good about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she met my father, and who was the son of this medium's. She was the bookkeeper and all that.
Okay.
Who ended up being my grandmother, Helen.
Okay.
Well, when I was born, I was brought back into this. I was born on a Tuesday, and I'm in my first seance on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I was the only child that was allowed to be in there. And when the lights were off and the masters were talking, I was quiet. But as soon as the lights went on and everybody was done, I'd start crying or whatever. And so I started getting trained at the age of 4 by this medium. And then at the age of 7, I went off in a 20-year, what I call my dark ages. But there was always something that always reminded me of this. And every time I would try to do something else, it wouldn't mm-hmm. work out. It would draw me back, you know. It's like that scene in The Godfather, you know, where he says, "When I thought I was out, it drew me back in." So, but in this case, it was a happy experience.
So when you're talking about your dark ages, what do you mean by that? Just normal teenage stuff and just, you know, going through different things that you had to go through to come back to your spiritual life?
Well, I mean, I didn't really, wasn't a very nice kid. You know, I was used to being spoiled, you know, by people because I was supposed to be this avatar, right?
Right.
And then that ended. And then next thing you know, I'm going to school and I can't tell people about these things.
Right.
And then one day I actually violated that and brought my apports to school and told the people at Show and Tell. Remember Show and Tell?
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, and the kids were all excited about the story, but my teacher grabbed me by my earlobes and dragged me to the office and was yelling at the principal, and the principal calls my mom, and they wanted to put me in an institution. I mean, literally. And
I don't mean to laugh, but my mom would have grabbed them by the ear instead. You know, I'm sorry. My mom, you know, being at the Goddess Light and stuff, and anybody, they used to say, "Your daughter is daydreaming." No, she's just leaving her body again. You know, so I understand that.
Well, she talked them out of, you know, locking me up.
That's a good thing.
You know, she said my dad was in Vietnam and I'm acting out and all that kind of stuff. So, but then I had to become someone else. Now I cannot be who I'm being told that I am, and I get this wake up call. So for that 20 years, I became somebody else.
Right.
Until I realized I was really good at running in sports,
mm-hmm.
and so I focused on that. And then I met a girl.
And so it was history.
But I would say that on a more serious note, you know, I was unhappy and depressed because I had felt like these beings, you know, lied to me, you know, and which they didn't.
Right.
I mean, life has its particular paths,
right,
that we choose. Well, even though you're a young child and you don't choose the path your parents do for a while, there's still a part of you that does put yourself in that situation where you're still responsible for what happens.
Right.
You see? And so I went through that anger, you know, did drugs, alcohol,
okay,
fighting, getting in trouble, you know. But then at the end of all of that, when I actually got back into doing this work,
mm-hmm.
I come to realize that I would not be able to relate to people that come to me for healing sessions if I hadn't gone through what they have gone through.
You know, exactly. I'm really glad that you brought that up. Mm-hmm. There are so many psychics, so many healers that have gone through using drugs, alcohol, whatever, and they do not bring it forward. I'm like going, why? We all have done things.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about me being molested on the air, mm-hmm. you know, and now I know why I crave chocolate so much, but that craving has gone away, which is really good. I'm feeling really good with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that was from one of our guests we had that we got out of the show and we were downstairs where you did the ad porch, right? And I talked to her about it and she says, you know, it's because of you being molested as a child. That makes sense. And so we talked about that. And somebody had said, you know, I wish more people would talk about things that they've been through so we can relate, because everybody thinks we're sitting back with a cup of tea, you know, and, you know, just being ourselves. And the other thing is all the work that we have to do on ourselves to correct the things that we brought forward in this lifetime to be able to do the job we're doing now. So I have to commend you because you've gone through a lot of ridicule in this area.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't say I haven't had it done to me too, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when we're speaking our truth and we're bringing things through, how do you handle that ridicule?
Sometimes, most of the time I'm okay at, you know, face value.
Right.
But when I'm home by myself in my own personal world, it's depressing.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, because I've been tested by science. And I've passed all the tests.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was tested in a laboratory at HeartMath Institute in, I believe, 1996. HeartMath was not testing me. It was a scientist that was using their facility.
Okay, so where's that located at?
In Vallejo, California.
Okay.
Dr. Childers is the gentleman who started that.
Okay.
Healing through vibration and sound and music.
Mm-hmm.
And then another place in Raleigh, North Carolina, called the Tremont Medical Center, and they did some testing there relative to me being able to go out of my body and astral into the past.
Mm-hmm.
And then testing throughout the years by just regular people that wanted to put me through different things. And then just recently, I got tested by an organization called the Asimpi Group. They have places in Scotland and Florida that they go around and they test mediums that claim to do certain things. And I just recently got certified by them. And then while I was in Basel, Switzerland, they had a professor, scientist in there testing the voices that come through the seance trumpet. And four voices came through, and one of them was actually what we call independent voice.
Right.
Direct voices where they talk either through the medium's voice box or a seance trumpet, okay? Independent is where they materialize and speak out of their own.
Mm-hmm.
So Lady Nada, she's the one that materialized and spoke. And then there was Jesus, Katumi, and Babaji came through and spoke. And all four voices were not coming from my voice signature.
Okay.
Okay? The unique part of that, if people can't see that this is already kind of unique as it is, but when Lady Nada spoke independent of everything else, her voice was so high that there was no way that a human being could have got to that level. 600 HZs, I think, is what they said it was.
Oh, okay.
And when he said I would have had to, in order to do all these different voices at the levels, highs and the lows and the mediums,
right.
I would have had to have been a professional opera star and a female one. Well, as you can see,
that's not going to work.
So, and then that was the evening that the 1300 carat blue sapphire came through.
Oh, wow.
And you can see that video on my website and YouTube. So, you know, I think it's a wonderful opportunity. It's beautiful. It's special. But the reason why I tell people things about my past and my present is basically because I want everybody to know that I'm not special. We're all special.
Correct.
We all have a gift.
Right.
No one's any more important than the other.
That's right.
You know, so.
No, I agree with that. I tell people, I'm a spiritual being trying out this human body. I'm no different than anybody else. I'm just here with different gifts. We all have different ones.
And we all can't be Elvis Presley, you know?
No, sorry. And I really don't want to dress like that. You know, the 70s are gone a long time ago. But, you know, they're starting to bring some stuff back. Like shag rugs. My business partner got me one for my office. I'd love it. It's all peacock colors, right? But it's a small shag rug. And it's like, I started laughing. I was thinking of the 70s, the dark green one my mom did in the house, you know? But anyway, but back to what you were saying. You know, we can be very sensitive to what people think about us. And people don't think about that or judgment. And the one thing, I'm not going to read it today, but another day when I kind of cleaned up the typing because I actually ended up, I'm a medium, you know that. And so I had to tape a 3-hour tape recorder going next to me, you know, and I'm trying to type it up and I'm hearing it right. And I just, as Stephanie goes, what's this say? I said, oh, I got to clean this up. But nobody has a right to judge someone.
No.
We shouldn't even be judging ourselves. And I was taught by one of my shamans, and I want to correct something real quick, because I really took this to heart when he said, you cannot not lie on planet. You're not going to tell somebody their blouse looks horrible or this or that. We talked about this on my second show. And I really just was thinking about that. There is a way not to lie on planet and be in your authentic truth without hurting someone. And so that was a great lesson for me to learn. That was something I had to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I use myself in my experiences. You know, I'm sure you do, Christiana, do the same thing.
Yep.
Because, but you also have to look at this, though. People aren't necessarily intending on being judgmental in a lot of cases. But if you look at this, you know, religion and other things, and this kind of thing that I do, people don't want to fall into something that really touches their heart and then find out later they were, you know, sent down a primrose path and it wasn't real.
Right.
So they're protecting themselves as well. But, you know, being a medium, a physical medium is a very lonely concept, because I mean, all the friends I used to have are gone,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, and I have some close individuals, but it's like, you know, I can count them on one hand, and it is kind of lonely, but I do get an opportunity to meet a lot of wonderful people, though.
Well, you know what, we have to take a quick break, but I want to talk more about that when we come back. How's that sound?
Sounds wonderful.
Great. We'll see you back in a few minutes.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. And we're with Reverend Michael Shane. So back to our conversation on resentment and disappointment and, you know, how to handle it. I know for me, sometimes people have hurt my feelings so bad that it's like I just want to curl up in a corner and say, forget it. I'm done. I tell spirit and the goddesses and the elves and all my guides, I'm done. Of course, that doesn't happen.
No.
Yeah. You know, but I'm just done. You know, do you have some advice for me?
Yeah, you just believe in yourself. You know, what other people think is basically they see something in you that they don't like in themselves. So they pass a little judgment there because they're afraid of what, you know, they have within themselves. But, you know, there's opportunities out there to heal. I mean, everybody has an intelligence that knows what needs to be fixed. They may not know how, but when they're ready, the opportunity of how comes in. Mm-hmm. But the best thing I would do in that situation, the best way to answer that question is a glass of wine.
Yeah, with chocolate.
Well, and my house would be Bailey, sorry, and the vodka. It makes it a little bit stronger. But no, I understand that because, I mean, my feelings have gotten so hurt since I've been here. Mm-hmm. I'm like going, all I've tried to do is the best that I can do is share the ancient knowledge I came here with. And it's like they go so far and then it's like, nope, no, I'm not going to do this any longer. This is not for me. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. They have a right to find their teacher. They have a right to go on. I tell people, be your own guru. Mm-hmm. You know, what resonates with you, go ahead and accept. If what doesn't, don't accept. So do you do that with your students also?
Yes. And then I got a message really quick from Master Katumi. He says, another way to deal with that depression and that hurt when people, you know, start treating you poorly and question what you do and make negative comments, stop, breathe, and look at what you have. He says you have a loving husband.
Yes.
You have, that is a gift. Mm-hmm. You have your environment. You have your health. You have a beautiful life. You have a wonderful assistant. And you have God and everything around us.
Right.
Think of that. You know, we're all going through our own lessons. The best thing to do is just not, he says, to judge back. Just love.
Yes.
Right. So there was a point that I was going to judge back. And then all of a sudden something took over and said, I'm not judging back. And here I am on radio. I just found another venue to get my messages out globally to people. And what comes to me from the goddesses and other ascended masters that I'm to bring through, this is where I'm to be right now.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's kind of the same thing for you. And so you do a show once a month, right?
Yes, I do, on 11:50 a.m.
Really? Eric, are you hiding on me? Hiding something out?
No.
So you're here once a month on Thursdays?
The third Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
And I'm looking to do more.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. So you got some plans in the work then?
Yes, I do.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. All right. So I'm going to go back to a couple more questions. So, how can you communicate with loved ones?
That is not normally what I do.
Okay.
One reason is I feel that when you leave this world, you're supposed to move on unless you're planning on incarnating and coming back.
Okay.
But you still have to move on to an area where you have to rest and plan and plot and then come back.
Right.
However, there is reasons for loved ones to come back.
Okay.
Like someone that in life here, because they're in life there, but this is a different life.
Right.
Needs closure. Mm-hmm. So someone comes back and gives you a message that the medium could not possibly know, you know, not something that you can find by digging around in someone's trash.
Right.
You
right,
know, which
right.
has been something that's happened in the past.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Or cold calling.
Or cold calling or whatever. It's just, they come mm-hmm. on their own. So I have a guide. I call her Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Lady Nada. She will bring them in if there is someone that needs to be communicated to.
Well,
like recently, some lady by the name of Anne came in and ended up being the mother of one of the sitters that was in the room.
Oh, okay. Sometimes I can smell my mom. in my house. And one time I had seen her in this Christmas-looking bathrobe that she just loved. You know, the red, the green, you know, and white. And she comes in a lot. So is there a closure that I haven't done, or is there a closure she hasn't done?
Neither. She's just waiting. Waiting for you.
For me to go?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's got a long wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on 57.
But keep in mind, time and space doesn't exist.
Right, nanoseconds.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could live another 50 years and it'd be 50 seconds to her, maybe.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So.
And I'm not upset that she's there. I actually just really love my mom that she's there and watching, doing whatever she's doing, right? And I have her cat and her dog. What do you expect? She was an animal person, but, you know, but we were very close. And so that's why I was just kind of wondering, you know, about that.
Yeah, and they usually leave some sort of thing around to let you know it's there, like a smell. Like when my wife, you know, she would come in the house and she'd smell this strong cigar smell, and it turned out to be her grandfather.
That'd be my dad.
You know, and in spirit, there's a spirit named Lady Susan, we call her. And when she comes in, I smell freshly baked cookies.
Oh, wow.
But everyone else in the room is smelling something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you have 100 people in a room at a venue, here comes this lady, and she's talking to you, and she's spreading little spices on you, and everyone smells a different smell. How do they do that? And another unique thing that they do is they'll give you a lecture or a message, right? And everyone in the room is thinking, that message is for me. They're able to give you a message that fits everybody in the room, regardless of how many people are there.
Wow. Wow. That's just something. What do you think about that, Steph?
That's amazing.
I know. Your mom's transitioned over mine did. Yes. I mean, we both have in the house at the same time at my house. I mean, it's been some weird stuff that's gone on in my house.
Yeah.
But I love it.
You open up vortexes, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It allows them to come in.
Right. Right. So I don't have a problem with that. As long as they're in the high vibration, we're fine. If they're not, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, so you have, people have called you a phenomena you have created through mediumship.
Yes.
And that is amazing because I'm going to tell you what I saw downstairs in the light still is like freaking me out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's the only way to put it. I know what I saw.
Right.
You haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, again, here's our phone number, 425-373-5527. Or you can call us toll free at 888-298-5569. Again, this was in the light downstairs in front of the studio. I cannot explain this one if I tried any scientific way. No way. Uh-huh. Oh, that's amazing. So, Christiana, how long have you worked for Michael? Or with Michael, I should say.
I have been working with Michael 6 years now.
How'd you meet Michael?
Well, I had put it out to the universe that I needed to meet a teacher. I needed to find my people. Mm-hmm. I was going through a lot of changes, starting to see things, hear things. I started doing Reiki. And I had heard about a spiritualist church, and I just kind of tucked it away. Woke up one Sunday morning, and I was like, I got to go.
Right, right.
Just got to go. You know when you have to go. And my little boy, he seamlessly got up. I had no issues. I showed up early. So I knew I was right where I needed to be. And Michael happened to be a guest there. And he was, you know, he was given a message. And he was doing billet readings, which is when you write a message or a question on a card, rather.
Okay.
And he's blindfolded. And he reads the energy off. And he gets the help of his guides. And you get an answer. So it was impressive. It was really impressive. But I knew that's not why I was there.
Okay.
So when it was all said and done, everybody was downstairs having cookies and tea, I approached him.
And I was trying to push her off on someone else.
Yeah, he did. He did. And I, you know, graciously went over there. I took her card. And I threw her card in the garbage can and went back over to him. And I said, no, I'm here to meet you. Which scared him.
I bet it did.
I mean, I'm sitting there and there's this kid running around like a wild banshee. She had this look on her face that I can't describe.
Uh-huh.
She brought a friend of hers with her that was just in a daze. And she's trying to get in to see me, and I'm like telling my friend, my associate at the time, I says, you need to see her. This would be a good student for you. And the next thing I know, Christiana saying, no, I want to see you.
Did she kind of scare you there for a minute?
Well, I wasn't in a mode. I was in a different vibration at the time.
Right.
And so it threw me off. But then it ended up being a long-term relationship. She's been learning. She's a student. She's helped me immensely in a lot of areas, because mm-hmm. it's not easy. To do this by myself,
mm-hmm.
it's not possible without going insane.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and even with help, all of you, you know, sometimes lose a little bit of themselves. And that's when you need to go once in a while, find that bottle of wine.
Right. Right.
To unwind.
I guess so. Well, we have a caller in there.
Yes, we do.
And it's Alyssa.
Alicia.
Alicia.
In Seattle.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi. How are y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing fine. You're our first caller.
Yes.
Were you able to...
Yes? Go ahead.
Were you able to hear about the app porting of the rings outside?
Well, I did hear about that, and I'm just kind of curious because I've heard that Mr. Shane... You know, goes behind a screen to do his A-porting, and I don't understand why, because every A-porter I ever heard of did not need to do that.
Well, I can explain that for a minute. And by the way, are you from Texas?
I'm laughing.
No, I'm from Georgia.
Georgia, okay. I just love that accent.
Oh, thank you.
When I was trained to do this, I was trained to do this in a enclosed environment called the Holy of Holies. That's when you read Exodus about Moses going in a curtain, a cloth vessel, and a white cloud up here, and a voice would illuminate from the cloud. What the cabinet does, it creates a vortex. Now, I let people come up and search me and the cabinet and everywhere else, even those louvers up above the ceiling that you can lift up, and it's done in light, so you can't, there's no one around me that you can see, so I'm not being handed anything. But I use that for a number of reasons. One is as a security blanket. I feel protected there, but also because I can apport a lot more things when the vortex is opening up inside the energy. But I do it spontaneously without the cabinet. For instance, my YouTube video with Wayne Dyer, he's sitting in front of me when I'm apporting into his hand. And he had been sitting with me for 45 minutes discussing some things. And so he knew and said that there wasn't anything in my mouth when he was talking to me. But it just takes education. You know, if you're unsure why, you know, go find out why. And then you'll find out that there are certain reasons and protections why that happens.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, no, ma'am, it does not.
It doesn't.
Mr. Shane, I just do not understand why you can't be more transparent. I just find it difficult. I hear you saying something, blah, 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 but, you know, honestly, honey, I just don't understand why you just can't be transparent, because everybody else can be, and if this is something that you really can do, just do it in front of everyone. I know you gave me some lie-de-di explanation there, but honest to goodness, I just don't believe you.
Well, that's normal.
Yeah. He's not joking.
Is it normal?
You can laugh at me all you want, but until you do something out in the open where everyone can see what you're doing, I just don't think that you're honest.
You know, actually, if I could just chime in a minute, because I've been working with Michael for 6 years.
And I don't mean to be laughing, but her accent is amazing.
So, you know, Alicia, I've been working side by side with Michael, and it's true. He has apported without the cabinet. I sat down at a family dinner with he and his family, and he apported a ring for me, and my little boy just thought that was normal for gemstones to come out of Michael's mouth. What I will say, though, is that there is an energy around Michael, and I'm fine with it now, but a friend of ours, when he apported without the cabinet, she got caught in his energy, and she wasn't right for 3 days. She couldn't hardly get out of bed.
Wow.
So I can honestly attest that that cabinet serves a purpose, because if the people up close got hit with that energy, boy, they wouldn't know which end was up.
Okay.
So, you know, I would encourage you to come to an event if you can sometime and and see it up close.
Yeah, I would,
but you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Correct. And that's very true. Are you still there with this caller?
Oh. She's gone.
Yes, she's gone.
I want to also add, I don't know what medium she's talking about. There's a Kai Muge out of Germany who apports inside the cabinet. Warren Kaler out of London, England, who also uses a cabinet and does spontaneous apportations, as does Kai Muge. There was a gentleman by the name of Keith Milton Reinhardt who used to apport inside the cabinet. He'd come out and apport stuff, and he also did it in red light conditions. I don't know of too many and I pretty much know every single medium in the world that does this, that always uses just outside arenas to do that. But I mean, like I said, or you experienced earlier, I was doing it without the cabinet outside in the parking lot. But I would just say it just takes education. You know, you got to study it. You know, I don't expect anybody to believe it just by seeing it. You want to understand it, get to experience it. And then if you choose that that's not part of your truth, you just send it back with love, and that's it.
Okay. So, Eric, we have another caller?
We do. We've got Kate on the line from California.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm doing well. Thank you.
So,
you
have a question for Michael? Sure.
Yes, I do. I know somebody that basically got what I thought is possessed. It is my husband's mom.
Okay.
And this was like back in 2003 or 2004. And we never understood what it was. Could you be able to feel what that was or who that was?
Is that directed at you or me?
I'm letting you take it.
Okay. I would have to see the individual and what was going on to tell for sure, but I would assume that it was a earthbound spirit that was looking for a portal into the light.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes what they do is when they are lost in spirit, is they will gravitate to something that feels familiar to them. And to give you a for instance... I had a client who came in who was very healthy person, ate vegetables, no meat, vegetarian, a vegan. And she came in one day and she's smoking a cigarette. And she all of a sudden just started smoking, and it just freaked her husband out and her kids. What had happened was her sister passed away, and she was a 3-pack-a-day smoker. She felt comfortable and was gravitated towards the familiarity of her sister, integrated into her sister's body, and her sister started feeling her passed away sister and started smoking. Well, when we removed the spirit, she no longer needed to smoke. So I can't really tell you who or what it was. All I know is it was a spirit, and I don't believe that it had any negative intentions.
Does that answer your question?
Has it been my father? Do any of you feel anything of that?
I feel that it is a family member,
mm-hmm.
and a male. Not, I don't know that if that would be a father, an uncle, or a brother, or whatever. But I do feel that it is a male, and it's connected to the family.
Is it connected to her family or my family? Because we are not blood related.
It would be her. It would be her family.
Okay, so here's where I have a problem. You're asking for somebody else, not yourself?
That is correct.
Okay. We have to be really careful with universal laws there. And so, the information that he's getting right now might be a little bit different if he talked to her personally.
I still think it's her,
okay,
her, a family member for her, not the lady on the phone here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, yeah, you know, I'm about universal laws big time, Michael. You know me. So did that answer?
So
oh, you're welcome. So you're the second caller. So that means you end up with one of the rings that he has apported. So if you hang on, I will have Eric get your number.
And I already did that.
Oh, and I'll be giving
so
you.
So we're all set.
So I'm Bree. My name is Bree, and I'm from the Silver Guys Show, and I will be calling you either later today or first thing in the morning to make sure you get the second ring.
And I'm being told that you might like butterflies.
I do like butterflies. I like ladybugs better. I've been having so many grasshoppers following me recently. And I'm starting to like grasshoppers also.
Well, we have a butterfly.
That's the ring I have for the second ring.
There's a butterfly ring that I feel that you should be getting.
Oh, thank you.
So that's
thank
okay.
you. That is, it's a blessing. And thank you, guys. God, keep blessing you guys in what you do, okay?
Oh, well, thank you. You so much. And God, it's blessings to you.
And thank you for calling.
Wow, that was kind of neat, huh? Mm-hmm. Two callers. Sorry that we lost the first one. So I wish that she called back so I could give her her ring that she had. Darn it. I have it sitting right here. So we'll make sure we do that. And so, Christiana, you've been working with her for 6 years, studying, traveling with Michael, all the different things you've done. Have you gone through any controversial things because of that?
Oh, absolutely. You go through a lot of changes when I think you choose this path. On a very personal level, your vibration changes. And mm-hmm. so who you resonate with alone will mm-hmm. change.
Yeah.
And relationships will just go by the wayside. And I had a hard time in the beginning with that. But I had a private with Lady Nada, and that was where I was able to speak to her directly. And she helped me understand that while I'm continuing to grow and raise my vibration, that a lot of my karmic ties will end with certain individuals.
Right,
and it's
right.
not a negative.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know, it's just that it's time to move forward and right. I need to go in my direction.
Well, and I have a statement to that. I'm going to interrupt you, but I always say that when we lose somebody out of our life, we're just making new room for a new positive and like-minded person to come into our life.
Absolutely.
So it's not by death, I mean, you know, just,
right.
you know,
right.
other people that come into our lives. So mm-hmm. that's how I look at it.
And I personally, you know, in my opinion, if I hadn't been born into all of this, I probably would be very suspicious as well. And I have no judgment towards anybody that believes it isn't real and they don't trust my integrity.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know me.
Right.
You know, and I don't know them. And they just need to understand it. Until you actually, like what Jesus used to say, you know, you have to walk in someone's shoes or feet or whatever.
Right.
You know,
right.
To understand them. But a lot of the people in society do not understand the extenuating circumstances that the scientific community puts you in to test the validity of what you're doing.
Right.
If this lady had seen that, it may or may not persuade them. I mean, there's people that believe God exists. There's people that believe right. that God does not exist. You know, it's not. I'm not here to prove anything to anybody. I'm here to do what I do. And if it works for you, great. If it doesn't, great. It's just the way the world turns.
Right. It's kind of like what my mom said. And I'm going to go over this on Thursday and stuff, but I was sitting at my desk doing my work and everything and just doing some self-reflection on me and the things that I was concerned about. Am I doing everything for the planet that I can as a planetary worker? In the goddess light, God and goddess light, am I doing everything I can as who I am and why I'm here? To help people, right? But I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the one thing that my mom said to me when she gave me this lamp, and before she left this planet, she said, if the shoe does not fit, do not wear it. I have stuck by that for so long, for the last 3 years. You know, well, she's been gone almost 4 years now.
Mm-hmm. That also means you don't get to marry the prince.
I'm telling you. Are you listening, honey? You just got called not a prince.
What I would like to say in the course of this journey is that, you know, I've received guidance from the masters through Michael's mediumship, mostly,
mm-hmm.
and working with him. And, you know, not everything always resonated with me. You know, perhaps it was because I wasn't ready to hear it, or because it was going to be something to push me out to my out of my comfort zone. But what it has taught me is the importance of my own discernment and going into my own
and
heart, doing what feels right to me. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, I'm the one that has to answer for whatever I choose to do, whatever I choose to support, or who I support. And so I've learned that and the value in it.
Okay, great. Well, we have to take a short quick break. We'll be back with more with Reverend Michael Shane and all of us goddesses.
You've been listening to The Silver Gaia Show. New energy has made its mark. Illuminate the human race. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs and Stephanie Sills each week, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or The Silver Gaia Show, visit silvergaia.net, and we'll see you next time.
The views of the guests and the callers on the preceding program do not necessarily reflect the views of The Silver Gaia Show.